First of all, can I say what a great joy it is for me to be here with you this morning to celebrate the Eucharist, to share this part, most important day of the week, this part of your faith life with you, and to thank Father Paul for this invitation, both to preach at these Masses and also to say a little after the Masses about Father Bernard Donnelly. And I also hope that you don't have any major problems understanding this Irish accent. You can tell me afterwards if you did. On Friday, the other day, Father Paul was good enough to organize a visit to the Nelson Atkins Museum. It really is a wonderful place that you're so lucky to have here in Kansas City. It allows the soul to open up to wonder, and there are so many wonderful things there. I'm still struck at the sight of Caravaggio's John the Baptist and wondering how he ended up out here. However, the highlight of the visit for me was to be able to view some of the medieval manuscripts which are held there at the Nelson Atkins in the library of the museum. And it was fascinating to see these ancient vellum pages, which are adorned with beautiful designs and with expert calligraphy, all done by monks in scriptoria in various parts of the old continent over in Europe. Some of the pages are in need of quite considerable conservation, because over the course of the centuries, the vellum, the calfskin parchment, has lost its suppleness. It's become dry, and it has become susceptible to what the experts call blocking. And when that happens, the vellum becomes hard and brittle, and very little can be done to reverse this damage. It needs an intervention so that the page can remain supple, and that this great part of your cultural and faith heritage here in Kansas City, in Missouri, can be preserved for future generations. So when I came to think about the liturgy today, most especially the liturgy of the Word today, those hardened vellum leaves sprang into my mind. Prophecy is at the center of today's message in the liturgy of the Word. Ezekiel is sent to a people who are hard of face and obstinate of heart. They have rebelled and revolted against their God. And yet they are Ezekiel's own people. And it's an open question whether they will heed him or not. You know, the Lord says to Ezekiel, whether they listen to you or not, you must say this to them. So that first reading about Ezekiel sets us up for the gospel today. And we meet Jesus, who identifies himself as a prophet who is not welcome among his own people and his own kin. Again, the people have hardened their hearts. They are brittle. They take offense at him, and he's one of their own. Jesus himself is amazed at their lack of faith. And it's important in this context that we have the right idea of what a prophet is and what a prophet is not. Primarily, a prophet is not someone who predicts the future. Rather, a prophet is someone who is a messenger from God and underlines that message by performing prophetic acts. In the case of Jesus, what are these prophetic acts that he accomplishes? Well, his table fellowship with tax collectors and sinners is a prophetic act. His mighty deeds and miracles are best understood as prophetic acts by which he communicates God's message and power. And interestingly, because of the lack of faith of the people of his own town, because of their hardness of heart, he was not able to perform many prophetic acts there, because the people's hearts were closed. So this image of Jesus as a prophet is important. The people of his hometown of Nazareth inflicted on themselves a very grievous wound, like the people of Ezekiel's time. They had hardened hearts. They were like the dried up and dried out parchment. They had become brittle, no longer able to support or to act as a support for the message which had been given to them as gift by the loving hand of God the Father. So when we then come to ourselves as a Christian community, as individuals within the Christian community, as a Christian community within a wider society, as faithful citizens within the wider society, when we come to that level, what has this role of the prophet got to do with us, got to do with me? And I imagine as you came into the cathedral today that you dipped your hand in the holy water and blessed yourself. That is, you could say, a prophetic act, because this is a tangible reminder of your own baptism. On the day of your baptism, whether it happened when you were a little baby or as an adult, as well as having water poured on you, the crown of your head was anointed with the oil of chrism. Like Christ, each of us has been anointed as a priest, as a prophet, as a king. We are other Christs. That's what the name Christ means, the anointed one. Each of us is an anointed one. Our coming to worship here every Sunday, to be fed by God's word and to be nourished by Christ's body and blood, is what keeps our hearts from being hardened. It keeps the vellum of our souls from blocking up, from drying out and disintegrating. It keeps the beautiful penmanship of the Father from being lost or disfigured. As we listen to the word and partake of the sacrament, we are called once more to live out that baptismal calling. The Eucharist is the antidote to the cynicism we so often encounter in our world, in society, and unfortunately in our church as well. It keeps our hearts and souls supple so that we can bring the good news to the people of our time who need a word of hope, who need to hear and experience salvation. We too are called to perform prophetic acts. Like St. Paul in today's second reading, this type of witness may well mean that we have to endure insults, hardships, persecution, and agonies for Christ's sake. But the good news is, as Paul so profoundly experienced in his own life, is that when we allow our anointing to be enfleshed, when we allow baptismal grace to take form in our concrete action, in our lives, when we allow the Eucharist to feed and form us into a communion with God and with each other, Then we realize, as Paul did, when I am weak, then I am strong, because all we have doesn't come from ourselves, it comes from the grace of God. God has written his image in the finest calligraphy on the most precious parchment, and he has given us the means to keep those words bright, vibrant, and legible for all. May your page of prophecy be open to all whom you meet in this coming week.